Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
It is 10 minutes past six now, and you're very welcome back to the programme. And as you heard there in the news bulletin, the Sinn Féin leader has said that Senator Alicia McCallion and two officials in Northern Ireland have resigned after revelations that three party offices incorrectly received payments from a COVID grant scheme. Mary Lou MacDonald said she accepted the resignations of the three individuals responsible for the accounts and for not returning the money. And the Sinn Féin president joins me now on the line. Mary Lou MacDonald, you're very welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us this evening. I wonder, could you talk us through exactly what happened here? When was this money, a total of £30,000,
sure,
when was it lodged into these accounts?
So the COVID Small Business Support Scheme was launched in March, and it was an emergency response for small businesses to get cash to them quickly. It was for all businesses that had rateable premises. So people paid their rates through their account and the money for the grant was moved very quickly into those accounts. The scheme was established under the Department of Economy. There was an understanding at the time when the scheme was initiated that it bore some risk in terms of error, but the Comptroller and Auditor General and others were satisfied that it could be done and that they could control for risk. It was made very clear at the time, Sarah, because there was some commentary and debate around it, that offices attaching to MPs, MLAs or politicians did not qualify for this grant. So that much was very, very clear. And what happened in the case of three Sinn Féin offices, that pay rates is in error. The grant was paid directly into the account. So this grant scheme, just to be clear, was not one that you had to apply for or go and seek the grant support. It came to you automatically. And we've discovered subsequently, I think in the region of about 400 or more businesses have received the money in error. And as we learned Monday and Tuesday, three of those erroneous payments were into Sinn Féin accounts.
Okay, so when did you learn about this? Was it Monday or Tuesday?
I discovered it on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. And what did you do?
So, well, obviously I was extremely alarmed. My first concern was to make absolutely sure that the monies were returned in full, which they were. And that was item number one, because these are public monies. This scheme was very explicitly to support small and medium-sized business at a time, as we all know, Sarah, of maximum pressure and hardship for people. So I ensured that the monies were returned, and then I set about the job of disentangling what, in the name of God, had happened and how it was that these public monies, this grant aid, was in Sinn Féin accounts and hadn't been immediately returned. So
okay.
That work took a day and a half to complete.
Okay, and maybe you can talk us through a little bit in terms of if we take the case of the now former Senator Alicia McCallion, what happened in her case, because she has issued a short statement in relation to this, saying that the grant was lodged into a joint account of which she is a named signature with her husband, and she makes the point that she didn't solicit the money, and she says she didn't receive any correspondence from the department in relation to it. But I assume she noticed that €10,000 popped up in her account.
Well, of course. And Alicia has set out the turn of events. It happened as you have described. The money, unsolicited, unsought, was paid into her account. It's a jointly held account. She's a signatory to the account. Of course, she wondered when €10,000 appeared in the account. I can't speak on her behalf, but I know that there was some effort, she told me, made to try and confirm why it was that this payment was made into that account. But be that as it may, Sarah, and Alicia understands this, and that's why she has resigned. And let me be clear, it is a resignation from the Shannons. Is she understands full well that quite irrespective of what anybody might have thought or not thought, the facts are that that was public money, and the facts were that everything should have been done to ensure that there was an understanding as to where the money came from and that it was returned.
And did she know where it came from?
No, she did not. She understood that it was a payment. And I'm reluctant, sir, if you don't mind, to speak on another person's behalf. My position on this is, if I can be quite honest with you, why people thought or didn't think the money had arrived in their account is nearly a secondary issue for me. The fact is that it did, and we now know it happened because in respect of her former Westminster constituency office and it being a rateable building, and it found its way, the money found its way into that account. And for my purposes, Sarah, as you will understand, the bottom line is, irrespective of any mitigating circumstances or confusion or lack of clarity and all of that, the bottom line is that these were public monies and they should have been returned.
That's why it does matter. I hear you saying it's a secondary issue, but is it a secondary issue when a senator who is in the Dáil, or sorry, in the Seanad rather, from your party gets €10,000 lodged into her account, that she doesn't take the effort to find out where it came from and doesn't take the effort to give it back until she's found out?
That's why she has resigned as a senator, because I agree with you. I don't. And that's why I'm reluctant to start getting into too much context, colour around all of these stories, because the bottom line is that the monies were arrived into the account and they should have been correctly, very simply returned at the earliest possible opportunity.
Will we see former Senator McCallion on a Sinn Féin ticket again?
Well, look, she has resigned her post. I mean, on a personal level, it's a big thing to take an action such as that. But Alicia understood that it was the only credible and honourable course of action for her. And I think elections or being on an election ticket now are the furthest thing from her mind at this stage. I doubt that that would be the case. But I also understand that people make mistakes. They're held accountable for those mistakes. That's what's happened within the party. I acted very swiftly because I won't tolerate mistakes.
It's a pretty big mistake, though, isn't it? And it's a mistake that speaks to morals and values, doesn't it, when you accept public money and don't make an effort to give it back when it's not rightfully yours.
Well, I think it certainly speaks to judgment, and it was, to say the least of it, a catastrophic error of judgment, and Alicia absolutely accepts that. She is apologetic for that. Okay.
But you're not ruling out her representing Sinn Féin in some election in the future.
Well, Sarah, if you don't mind me saying, she has resigned from the Seanad. Today is not a day when I'm considering Alicia or anybody else in respect of election contests. I'm very, very unhappy that this has happened and that these monies were in accounts and weren't immediately returned. Right. I'm satisfied that they have been returned in full. But as I said in my statement, this is a very serious turn of events. It's utterly unacceptable. And can I take this opportunity to apologise to taxpayers, ratepayers and to citizens generally for this turn of events, because it's utterly unacceptable to me as leader, and it's unacceptable to the party as a whole.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, thank you very much for joining us.